You could either instill a bunch of limits, right? Oh, we can't do that. You can't do this. Don't get dirty. Or open the world up to them.
There are things that I did as a child that, I look at and I'm like, man, would I let my kid do that now? Running heavy equipment. I was running bulldozers and excavators at 13 years old.
Welcome to the Spartan Up podcast, hosted by Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan Race, and brought to you by Wild Health.
We are talking about overcoming obstacles. The same way we teach people to get over obstacles on the course, we will teach you here on the Spartan Up podcast to get over obstacles in your mind.
Get fully personalized healthcare based on your DNA, biometrics, and blood work with Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. Go to wildhealth.com and use the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by the Exogen Ultrasound Bone Healing System. Exogen is a non-invasive treatment option that can help heal your broken bone. To learn more, visit exogen.com/Spartan.
Joe DeSena here, founder and CEO of Spartan and host of the Spartan Up podcast. I got a special one for you today. I got Austin Speck. He is the CEO of a company called Titan Fitness, global powerhouse in fitness. He's got his work cut out for him because there are so many fitness companies around the world, but he's got a unique take and a really interesting way to navigate life. But before we get into that, I want to finish a conversation he and I were having before we got going here. And I read this article two, three years ago, Austin, around pull-ups. And I was intrigued because my family and I all suck at pull-ups. I make us all do them every day. And what the article basically pointed out was researchers found it wasn't the muscle failing that caused you to stop doing your pull-ups or push-ups or whatever it was. It was the heating of the muscle. When the muscle got too hot, it was almost like a code red. Like, imagine the RPM meter in your car saying, right, shut down, the engine's exploding. And if they could cool the muscles down, a person can get 20, 30% more. So that caused me to come up with this crazy idea. I created some clothing that causes me to get to a code red more quickly and heat myself up because I may be completely wrong here, but I figure if I get to that code red sooner, I'm then forcing myself mentally and physically to push harder. And then when I'm not wearing, let's call it a straight jacket, from here on out, right? Then I'm even stronger. And the crazy thing is, sorry to go down this rabbit hole. The crazy thing is, last week I was with the Walton family, the Sam Walton's grandkids, and we were mountain biking for a couple of days. And I got to tell you, I felt strong as an ox, and I think it has something to do with the straitjacket that I've been wearing. So we got to talk about it off. We're going to go deeper on that conversation. But before we do, I want to talk about where you're from, because my understanding is you're from like a little place outside of Mississippi. Is that right?
That's right. Tupelo, Mississippi. Really, it's Saltillo, so right outside of even that big city.
And I'm always intrigued. How does a country bumpkin like yourself turn into like a global CEO? How does that happen?
It's just kind of started out pretty young with a decent work ethic. My parents instilled that in me. They always told me to set my sights pretty high. They held me accountable to certain expectations. There was never really any limits on what I could achieve. There was never a "you can't do that." It was "how can you do it?" If you want to do something, let's figure out a way for you to achieve that. If you don't have the proper environment, then set that environment up. And if you don't have the proper skills, then learn, read books, whatever you need to do to get that skill.
I like that. There's a saying we have around the house. My son was saying something the other day that he couldn't do it. I said, you mean you can't do it yet.
Right.
Right? Isn't that cool? Just put that word "yet."
Absolutely.
On the end of it. And the other thing is, I actually was on a podcast last night, and the gentleman was saying something interesting, which was, what about this idea of like, just do one more rep? One more of everything. Like whenever everybody's shutting the lights off at 5 p.m., leaving the office, like, what if you just did one more hour?
Right.
Right? And I guess that's what your parents instilled in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we were talking about this idea that families, parents could go two ways with their kids. You could either instill a bunch of limits, right? Oh, you can't do that. You can't do this. Don't get dirty. Or in your case, right, you could like open the world up to them and help the child realize that they could be limitless.
Right.
And apparently outside in Tupelo, Mississippi, you learned how to be limitless.
Yeah, I mean, there were never really any limits set. And I think today, you know, we grow up in this world to where we do put those limits on kids. There are things that I did as a child that, you know, I look at and I'm like, man, would I let my kid do that now? You know, one of the things when I was growing up at 13 years old, I started working for my family's construction company, you know, running heavy equipment. I was running bulldozers and excavators at 13 years old. So I have a 14-year-old son now, and man, it's hard to even let him ride his bike down to the park, you know, because it's like, is he prepared for that? So just, you know, looking back on those things, it's kind of crazy how far the world has come and how much has changed as far as raising children.
I almost feel I'm going through the same thing. My oldest is 16, and I almost feel like I'm putting limits on them because they should be running excavators. They should be mixing cement, right? But part of you, even though you and I both know this, you're a little nervous, right?
Right, yeah. It's just protecting the kids.
And our parents, I don't know if our parents were irresponsible or it was like, yeah, it was just a different time, I guess.
It was. But, you know, at the same time, I do still want to put my son out there, put him through those trials and tribulations so he can kind of figure out who he is as a person. I do think getting started at 13 in a business type setting and learning how to figure out kind of hard stuff, it did kind of make me figure out my own mindset of how I'm going to deal with problems and challenges because I didn't have that safety net always there to kind of course correct me.
I'm actually, as I'm listening to you, I'm actually thinking like tonight I want to go home and put them in an excavator. like I feel like I'm falling behind now listening to you.
Yeah.
So, but the other interesting thing, you and I had that wonderful conversation when you were, well, I'm going to have you tell the story of this kettlebell. You had this crazy idea to make me a 100-pound kettlebell, which is so badass. We got to show an image of it here for anybody just listening. You went old school and actually like melted the iron and turned this and made a cast, right? Explain it.
Right. So we made a sand cast, melted, you know, iron ore down, then cast it ourselves here in Memphis. And you know, we read the story about, you know, you used to carry that kettlebell around, or maybe you still do that 30, 40, 50 pound kettlebell everywhere. And then when you visited here, you like, it was always get stolen at the airport or, you know, they would take it out or whatever. So I was like, well, let's make him one, you know, that be a little more difficult to carry, 100 pounds, you know, and it's got, like you said, it's got y'all's logo on the front, you know, just kind of a real vampire-ish looking skull in there. And then on the other side is our helmet as well. So, yeah, it's very cool.
It's completely badass for anybody who doesn't see it. We're going to try to show it to you. And it's heavy as I mean, I was like, I can't carry this thing around, but it's awesome. It'd be good. Like if you were mad at somebody, this thing could kill them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I work out with mine, you know, we only made, I think, 3 or 4 of them total. And now they won't be made anymore. So, you got one, I got one. And then maybe, one of the designers that helped design it. And then, you know, our product engineer. So I work out with mine in the mornings back in our gym here. So it gets a lot of use and I've thrown it around quite a bit and that thing's resilient for sure.
You're showing off now. I can't even lift it and you're using it as a toy. All right. Well, the other thing when we were going through, that kettlebell and how awesome it was, you said you live your life according to this four quotient rule, or I don't know if I have it right or not. And I thought that was really interesting for listeners and viewers to get a handle on, because I think if we all did what you do, we'd all be more successful in life. So explain this thing that you've developed.
I guess whenever we were talking, it was the pandemic, the world's changing, you know, all this global stuff, being CEOs of big companies and having to deal with problems pretty much every single day. And how do you keep that in balance? How do you not get burnt out? You know, because it's like the weight of the world is literally on our shoulders. So one of the things that I kind of forced myself to do, you know, in my probably mid-20s is I broke down my life into four separate quotients. It would be IQ, the intellectual quotient, EQ, emotional quotient, SQ, spiritual quotient, and then PQ being the physical quotient, staying in shape. Broke them down in those things, and I would score myself. And anytime that I would feel like I was being burnt out or out of balance, I could always go back to those four quotients, and one of them would be severely, neglected. I would just rebalance myself, and that's how I kind of keep it going, keeping my mindset on those four things, always staying positive, optimistic, ready for any challenge that life kind of throws at us.
Let's go through each quotient because, my guess is for me, I probably over-index on the physical quotient, right? But people probably do that, right? Like, have you found that people, they focus too much on one and the other three get neglected?
Yeah, for sure. Me, myself, I would do that. There are days where I will come in and, I have all these papers to read or these things to sign, contracts to look through and negotiate, all those conversations. I have to read up on different things whenever we're entering a new product category. So that's the intellectual side. And then also reading books. If my day is filled with that and I skip a workout, or if I'm kind of snippy and irritable because I've just had one of those days, I always kind of rebalance myself. It's like, look, it's not always about me. There's the emotional side of it. I have to be empathetic and lead with that empathy and realize that regardless of my day, somebody out there has had a much worse day. And then also leading with that spiritual quotient, believing in something, never thinking that, a lot of things that I've heard just in reading is some CEOs get a God complex to where, they created it themselves and they're the reason that they're there. And without them, then the world will just stop basically. So I always refer to that spiritual quotient and that to know that, it humbles me and there's always something bigger out there than me to believe in. And I've got to be grateful and have a lot of gratitude for that.
Physical quotient is simply taking care of yourself. Is that every day?
Yeah, every single day. So I work out, every single morning here at our gym at 5:30 AM, on the weekends, just depending on what it is, I will come in and get some sort of workout in, but it's not as regimented, due to baseball or whatever it is. So that's just keeping that in check, having a diet that you live by, just not going off the rails, having a routine and a plan, to stay physically fit because, your body's your temple. And if that thing's going down the rails, then you're not going to be able to be your best at every given time.
So I'm a big believer in that. I pretty much take no days off and I feel better. I feel like I get momentum if I get my workout in the morning. Not everybody could do it because some people work all night. But I prescribe to the morning. You like the morning, early morning?
Yeah, I prefer the morning. Just go ahead and get it knocked out. Start my day off pretty strong. I read this report one time or article that said that the average person shows up to work and they don't actually make their first work movement or have their first like tough task until 11 AM because it takes them that long to, show up at 8, drink their coffee, have their small talk, get on their laptop, check all their emails, and then they finally start work. So I like to get all that stuff out in the morning. I jump straight up, let's do something hard, get the blood flowing. That way, as soon as it's time to start working, we're ready to tackle it.
I like that a lot, by the way. I don't know if my team would get mad at me if I told them that, but if you're managing that number of people and everybody's not starting till 11, and my God, think about all that productivity lost.
Yeah, absolutely. The average workday is extremely unproductive for people that, aren't what I call the 10%ers, that, they just have that inner motivation, that inner drive to, I'm going to come in and crush it no matter what I do. The people that need that external motivation, that have the Sunday scaries or, Monday mornings, they absolutely don't want to get out of bed and go to the office. Those are the people that need to start their week off with something strong. And every morning, that way they just go ahead and get ready to knock it out.
So now let's say we are the 10%ers. We've got the physical part done. We're productive from 8 AM or even earlier.
Right.
What's next? Like what, if you had to prioritize, for me, I guess physical quotient would be first. What would be next in your mind?
Caffeine is one of the most widely used performance-enhancing drugs, but are you using it to your full advantage? Hi, I'm Dr. Julie Fouché from Wild Health. We've probably all seen the benefits of caffeine when it comes to focus and mood and cognition, but did you know that caffeine can also enhance our exercise performance? Now, we all respond differently to caffeine. Some of us, it may enhance our performance with exercise. For some, it may have no effect. And for others, it could actually decrease our performance. And the only way to figure this out for yourself is to do some experiments. You probably want to do this outside of a competition environment first. The first step is going to be to go completely off of caffeine, which can be a little bit scary, but will be useful if you can learn some information that will help your performance long term. Once you do that, you want to reintroduce caffeine, maybe just 100 milligrams, one cup, 30 to 60 minutes before your workout, and see how you feel. How did you perform? From there, you can play around with the dosing and the timing to see what works best for you. Now, unfortunately, caffeine can also have a negative impact on our sleep. And the only way to determine this and how you metabolize caffeine is to, again, do some experiments. So first, maybe try cutting off your caffeine intake after noon. See how you feel. How did you sleep? How do you feel the next day? Are you rested? If you're wearing a sleep tracker, what do your numbers look like? Then you can, again, play around with that threshold. How late in the day can you tolerate it? And how much can you tolerate over the course of the whole day? So once again, there's a lot of potential benefits of this drug, caffeine. The only way to determine how it works best for you is by doing some of these experiments.
Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. Spartans, you know a broken bone can interrupt daily activities and even worse, keep you on the sidelines. Determining the best treatment option can be stressful. In just 20 minutes a day, Exogen helps jumpstart your natural bone healing process so you can get back to the race. Don't let a broken bone keep you on the sidelines. Talk to your doctor to see if Exogen is right for you. Exogen is indicated for the healing of non-union fractures and for accelerating the healing of certain acute fractures with no known contraindications. To learn more, visit exogen.com/Spartan. That's exogen.com/Spartan. Okay, back to the interview.
For me, I guess physical quotient would be first. What would be next in your mind?
So physical quotient is first for me too. Next would be intellectual quotient. The IQ, just constantly learning, never thinking that you know it all, being able to absorb information quickly. I read a quote recently that said, today's world is less about what you know and more about your ability to learn. So as quick as everything changes and the technology and everything that we deal with, every piece of information that we could possibly need is at our fingertips instantly. I heard someone say the other day that the textbooks and stuff that, you know, we used back in school, they're obsolete. So every bit of information that we learned is pretty much obsolete, other than just basic hard skills, you know, math, you know, that stuff kind of stays pretty static. But you know, things just change so much. So you constantly have to stay up with the times. That way you don't become, you know, I guess a dinosaur. And it also humbles me too. When I learn something new, it's like, man, you know, never even thought of that. So just constantly learning things to implement in the team here or just in my everyday life.
And is there a method, like a little cheat sheet folks listening or watching could, like, all right, look, let's get the workout done as early as possible in the morning if it fits your life. And then we got to get some learning done. I would imagine the learning is not taking place on Instagram. For my son, it's taking place on Instagram and TikTok.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, it's, I guess it's different facets. For me, my routine is, I call it 10-10-10. So I do 10 minutes of gratitude, you know, thinking, thanking, you know, whatever you believe in spiritually, thanking that above, you know, for all the things I'm grateful for in my life today. Then 10 minutes of meditation, to where just quiet time, quiet the mind. It's very difficult to slow my thoughts down. Sometimes it's, you know, I'm up all hours of the night. I've even woken up at like 2 or 3 a.m. and I'll, like, you know, email my teams or my team to be like, hey, I had this thought, you know, whatever, because it wakes me up. So meditation is really one of the only things that I can do on a daily basis that just slows those thoughts down and keeps me in check there. And then I have 10 minutes of reading. My goal is to read 10 pages every single day, you know, which has translated into about a book a month. if it's just books. I mean, sometimes it's articles, Harvard Business Review or, you know, Forbes articles, whatever it is. So I just constantly try to absorb information.
I got to get you some of my books.
Yeah, I already have.
So we're in we're physically fit now. It's 8 a.m. We're fit. We're basically, we've got a Harvard degree by 8, 9 a.m. Then what?
So after that, I don't know how your day goes, but mine is, I front load my weeks. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are just slammed back to back. Don't have time to eat, think, nothing. It's just meeting, you know, conversation. Then Thursdays, Fridays are whenever, you know, I do my work, what the CEO is supposed to do, or catch up on everything that has been going on through the week. So in all of my conversations, it can be very easy as fast as, you know, we move and we think, to, I guess, belittle or downplay or, you know, hear what people are saying only to respond. So I try to slow my thinking down and lead with empathy and try to put myself in a place to where I'm understanding what my teammates or my team members or employees, whatever it is going through. If I go to lunch with someone, I try to be present in the moment, listen to them, you know, empathetically understand what they're going through and never try to compare myself or my situation to what they're dealing with. And one of the things that really helped me with that, I mean, this hit me like a ton of bricks. When I first moved up to Memphis, I guess it's been over 8 years ago now, I would take my team to St. Jude every year and we would kind of donate portions of our Christmas bonus or whatever to the hospital, and we would take a tour. And there's a hallway there to where the patients, they'll always paint something, and it's a painting and their name's underneath it. And I saw one that was an anchor. It was like, cancer, I have cancer, but cancer doesn't have me. And I was like, man, you know, just like all the world's problems that I thought I had, it completely went away because literally somewhere in the world, somebody's dying to have, like literally dying to have the problems that, you know, that I would have. So always try to put myself in that mindset when I'm having communication with people and be empathetic, even with my wife and my family. You know, I never come home and act like, you know, I'm the CEO of this business. And, you know, I'm just regular dad and husband there, you know, take the trash out just like everybody. So just try to listen to what they're saying, what their days have gone through, and never try to compare any situation that I may be having to theirs or belittle anyone that I communicate with.
I got to be better. I'm listening to you and I just got to be better. I come home. I'm probably not the most present. I'm incredibly hungry. I want to eat. And at that point, because I got up so early, I just want to collapse.
You know? So there are days, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect. Like that's why I have this score sheet that I try to go through. And keep myself in check. There are times where I get off balance and I'll come home and I just want to stare at a wall, you know, for 2 hours because I've just been talking nonstop and thinking. And I'm like, look, I don't have time for this today. You know, so there are those moments, but then, you know, that's a trigger for me to where I'm like, where am I out of balance? You know, and then I'll reflect back and I'll see. So, and there's been times where it's been weeks, you know, that I'll just be head first into the IQ portion or the physical quotient, you know, we talked about where it's just a grueling, you know, work week or just a work month. There are seasons for everything. But just keeping yourself in balance whenever you realize that it's starting to affect you physically or mentally and the people around you.
And then the final part of the day, what's the final part of the day?
The final part of the day is the spiritual quotient. You know, for me, I do believe in God and, you know, I'm Christian. So I believe there's a higher power out there for whatever that is. I'm not one of those people that pretend that there's only one religion or one, you know, deity out there that you pray to, whatever it is that you believe in that can anchor you to that kind of higher being and that sense of self-purpose, that you have, you know, a purpose here and there's a plan for you. Just being grateful for that and staying in tune with it.
I like that. I went to church the other day for Easter Sunday, and it's just hard to stay focused while I'm in there. But I thought no matter what you believe, it can't hurt to just shut down for an hour and just think about some spiritual stuff. So I did the best I could.
Right. I'm the same way. Sitting in there, my mind's just racing.
Yeah.
The note cards that you get, I'm like writing all kind of stuff on the back of them.
Yeah.
I try to be present, but it's just so tough to slow down, you know?
It is tough. Well, listen, I think if we apply, if all of us applied these four quotients to our lives, I think we'd be better for it. We'd be better dads, better mom, you know, better at home, better at work, better everywhere. You gave me some good tips. I've got to 11 a.m. Nobody gets anything done till 11 a.m. That's my one of my big takeaways here.
Right. That's when the first like business call or business kind of move is made. You know, because the day started. You've seen people. We have the 8:05ers to 4:55ers here. I mean, I think every business does. They stroll in and it's like, hey, get with it. What are you waiting on?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I gotta think about how to solve that. Well, I'm gonna come see you. I gotta come see you swing that 100-pound kettlebell. And I want to hang out in the office anyway. And how do people find Titan?
Just go to titan.fitness. Look us up there. Titan Fitness has grown like crazy. And we love the partnership that we have with you guys. We love seeing the stuff, you know, at all the races and everything that you guys are doing. And, you know, really I'm excited to see, you know, what we're both able to accomplish in the years to come.
You're awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Do you know someone who needs a little help staying motivated, staying informed, getting or staying mentally and physically resilient? We're here 3 days every week with a mix of content to help you stay strong. From mindset to nutrition and everything in between. Listen every Tuesday to hear Joe DeSena, Spartan Race founder and CEO. And the rest of the week, join us for DECA, Endurance, and Classic episodes. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by the Exogen Ultrasound Bone Healing System. Exogen is a non-invasive treatment option that can help heal your broken bone. To learn more, visit exogen.com/Spartan. Maximize energy, optimize nutrition, and improve performance with Wild Health. Personalized precision healthcare built for Spartans. You'll get a personalized health plan based on your DNA and biometrics and the support of a team of health experts. Sign up at wildhealth.com with the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%.